come back home to Clemson and go Tigers.
Life hacks. What would life be without them? Like using candle wax to loosen a stuck zipper. Here's another life hack. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You've worked your whole life, and now you're ready to retire. But where do you start? There are several things to consider before you retire, and it's easy to make mistakes if you don't know your options. At Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson, we do more than investments. We build you a holistic plan to address all the elements of your retirement. Call us today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com. Let us help you. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance Incorporated, otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. They're the best in the industry and have been for as long as they've been doing this. Look, all their techs have 15 to 35 years experience with these specific makes and models. Nobody in the industry can come close to that. Nobody. Not dealerships, nobody. This is First Class Halt. They use top-of-the-line tools and diagnostic equipment. They keep up to date. They believe in their work. They offer you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. I'm sorry, who does that? You know, if they put a water pump in for you, you're tooling around Arizona 2.5 years from now, it goes. They pay to have you towed, pay to have it fixed. That's a real warranty. How about this with an oil change? Is it time for an oil change? Wherever you're taking your car to have the oil change now, do they test drive your vehicle before and after? Does a master tech rotate your tires? Does a master tech measure your brakes, not just glance at them? Do they check your steering and your fluids and your suspension? You get all this with an oil change at First Class Halt. First class service all the way. That's why I get all these unsolicited testimonials about Halt all the time. How about now? Right now, they have a bunch of specials for you. You have a get ready for spring special. $99.95. It includes everything you could possibly think of, from an oil change and tire rotation to making sure that your battery is all set, testing your alternator, starter, a million different things. Take advantage of that. How about this? Spend more, save more. $10 off any $100 worth of service, $25 off $200, $40 off $300, and 15% off labor on any previously recommended service. This is all at First Class Halt right now. Do yourself a favor. Get there. Two locations, Anderson and Greenville, to serve you. You will thank me later. I'm coming to you on the phones. You know, I was thinking about the running back situation. Spud, I'm coming to you. We got in the NFL draft, and because I've had people ask me this as well. Really, you have three backs that are going to go in the first 45 picks. Once you go beyond those three, it's a hodgepodge. Now, I have eight backs I like. And backs 4 through 8, I think all have potential. And I wouldn't be surprised if one from that group wound up as good or better than or as any of the first three guys. But going into the draft, from an NFL perspective, from a scouting perspective, you have three guys, and then you have a major drop-off. And it'll be interesting to see who the who back four is going to be. But you have Etienne, you have Harris, and you have Williams of North Carolina. And then, as I said, I have a 4 through 8. And I have a belief who 4 might be, but I'm going to save that for a little bit. But the point being, you know, if you come into this draft wanting a back, you may actually have to take one. Or you get into this mix of guys a little later on that, you know, I think some will pan out and some might not. But I do like 8 backs in the draft. If I needed a back, there are 8 backs that I would draft. If I need a quarterback, there are 6 quarterbacks I would draft. 6. Now, I've been asked about Kyle Trask, and again, the deal with Trask is, to me, is he just doesn't have an NFL arm, and that's a problem. Spud, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Spud, appreciate you getting in.
I've been wanting to call for about 2 months because – a couple of months ago, Bob and Ramona, man, they were having a heavy conversation. I can't even remember what it was about. But you were like, what in the world are y'all talking about? And you didn't know what they were talking about. And none of us out here in radio land knew what they were talking about. But the two of them knew exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah, they're communicating on their own special wavelength.
Yeah, it was clear as a bell to them, but anyway, I hope my coot running buddy's listening. He's down at the track running right now. I hope he's got his radio on. Because you know what the best win was in Columbia with the Clemson crowd? One of the three best, but the really best one was in 03. You remember the score?
Yeah.
We were 4.5-point underdogs, and we ended up winning 63-17.
And oh yeah, it was Saturday. Posterized on shirts and everywhere else. There were more 63-17s.
Well, Saturday was the 17th of April, and old Spud turned 63.
Well, happy birthday!
Yeah, so that was a pretty good Saturday for me. 63 on the 17th.
Yeah, 63. Yeah, 63-17. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not
so
bad.
Anyway, I hope my buddy's down there listening today. So. That's all I got.
Thank you, Spud.
Yeah, all right, see you.
Spud not letting him live down 63-17.
And that was a long time ago.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Yeah. There are certain, in rivalries, there are certain things that live forever. And 63-17 is one of those things that lives forever. You can't ever live down 63-17. You know, you don't get beat 63-17. That's the way to live it down. Don't let it happen. Because once it happens, you have to deal with that forever. Yeah, it's not good. Let me tell you about Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, and the original location in Seneca. Joe's Italian food is just outstanding. I've been to 43 states, I think. I'm an Italian food connoisseur. I've had Italian food everywhere. It starts with the marinara sauce. If you don't have great marinara sauce, then I'm not eating your food. And Joe's takes 8 hours to make that sauce. That's the finest sauce I've ever put in my mouth. Mantra, trust me, you'll thank me later. Get there for that. They, you know, your meal starts with the garlic knots. They stuff them full of hot, melted, cheesy goodness, and they serve it with the marinara dipping sauce. You dip it in that sauce, it's like you died and went to Italian food heaven. It's incredible. It's incredible. You can make a meal just of that. But then, of course, the appetizer. Your eyes are going to be way bigger than your stomach, but that's okay. You'll have a lot to take home, you know, if you're dining in, or you, of course, get it to go. But the appetizers, they come on platters. The pepperoni twist platter, the meatballs and marinara, it's all just insanely good. Then the entrees, the taste of Italy, a sampler platter, the chicken parm, the authentic lasagna you can't get anywhere else in Clemson. The desserts are all homemade. the pizza is award-winning. I should do the pizza before the dessert. The pizza is award-winning. They have dessert pizza, too, not come to think of it. It's Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, dine-in, 50% capacity, takeout. You'll thank me later. Joe's New York Pizza, Patrick Square, Issaquena Trail, and or the original Seneca location. Get out there. I'm getting some questions on the Health There text line about the draft and a couple of these particular questions. I said Jasmine just scored again. True. Sprinter says, looks like Ohio State's loaded at wide receivers. Some of the way Bama's been the last 2 years, I'm thinking six elite wide receivers, maybe more. They are. The question for Ohio State's going to be the linebacker level, where they lost all four linebackers. That's a lot of linebackers. This is, what spot do you see the first running back being taken at? Well, I can tell you this. The earliest one could go is 18 to Miami. That would be the earliest one could go. And it's conceivable that none go in the first round. You know, when you think of your running back spots in the draft, 18 seems like a potential spot. 24 seems like a potential spot to Pittsburgh. Now, the thing with Pittsburgh is their whole history says they don't do that. And they certainly have offensive line needs. So, you know, I think that's one thing to watch out for Pittsburgh. I also have a couple other guys in mind for Pittsburgh as well. But I think those are the leading spots. And if a running back doesn't go at 18 or 24, then there's a good chance they slide into the top of the second round. Yeah, you know, it's been suggested that Tampa will take a running back, in part because some of their contracts are expiring next year. There's that possibility, I guess. You know, Tampa's going to have a luxury of doing whatever they want because, you know, they're the best team in football. So they have the luxury of doing whatever they want. I still wouldn't expect that. I think Tampa really likes Ronald Jones. And they drafted Vaughn a year ago. He's looked pretty good. They added Gio Bernard. They brought back playoff Lenny, Leonard Fournette. It's sort of a loaded running back spot. Now, again, I realize that several of those guys could leave could be gone at the end of next year, and maybe there is that consideration. But they're in a luxury to go best player available. I would not think that's the spot they're looking for. You know, just as an aside, I've heard a lot of talk about quarterback there too. Look, I get that from the standpoint of there's no other signed quarterback on their roster right now. So from that standpoint, I would get it. But it doesn't make a lot of logical sense to me, because it seems like you're putting all your eggs in the play for another Super Bowl right now basket, cliche alert. Why would you want to draft a backup quarterback when you could potentially get another guy that could maybe help you win this year? So I don't know. Just logically, that doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Texter 616 says, if Journey Brown was playing, would he be in your top five? Yeah. Honestly, I think if Journey Brown was playing, I think he would have been the number one back in the draft. I think he was the best combination of all ingredients. Power, insane speed, elusiveness. I think he had it all. I think by the time this season had ended, I think he would have been the number one back in the draft. I think he might have been top 10. I think that's how talented he was. And it's just a shame that his career had to end in the way it did, except that it also may have saved his life. You know, they detected the heart issue, and in that regard, it may have saved his life. But it's still a tragic ending to a young athlete who had such insane talent, and he was just scratching the surface of it. I really believe that Journey Brown was truly elite, and I think he would have been an elite pro, too. He was just he was special. And that combination of Brown and Keane would have been unbelievable. But unfortunately, we didn't get to see it. And that story, you know, you can find that story on the internet. I mean, that'll get to you. I mean, it just a great kid and just a terrible way to see your career shortened. No question about it. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Waltip Tula Road Rage.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Great weekend for Clemson athletics over the weekend. Let's start with men's soccer. As the number 4 men's soccer team knocked off number 1 Pittsburgh at home on Saturday night, 2-0 at historic Riggs Field. With the win, they secured the Atlantic Coast Conference automatic bid to the 2020 NCAA men's soccer tournament. They also earned their 11th all-time victory over a top-ranked opponent, and it was their 3rd victory over a number 1 team during the 2020-21 season. Now, NCAA tournament bids will come out today. Clemson men's soccer has a chance to be the number 1 overall seed. Then there was softball. First and foremost, John Rittman picked up his 800th career victory, so congratulations to him. The Clemson softball team swept a 4-game series from Boston College over the weekend to improve their record to 32-4, overall 22-4 in the ACC, win streak at 12. And yesterday's game, the 6-0 victory, Valerie Cagle threw a no-hitter, the first in 7 innings for her, and she also went 3-for-4 at the plate with a home run. And she was just magnificent. Great weekend for Clemson Athletics. Our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
Hi, Don Munson from my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Sunstoppers Window Tinting is the fastest growing and largest privately owned window tinting company in America. And they're as easy to find as 123 in Easley. Ask Brad and Ben from the press box on the Roar. They both had several vehicles done upright by Garrett and his team at Sunstoppers, as well as a famous coach or two. Over 23 years in business, taking care of folks like you as easy as 123. Sunstoppers. Online at sunstoppers.com or call 630-3164.
Join us on Tuesday, April the 27th at Three's Greenville Golf and Grill for the Pops for Pups Golf Extravaganza, sponsored by Ingles, George Coleman Ford, and Broken Oak Restoration. The Roar will be live on location all day long. Go to popsforpups.com to make a donation or to sign up today.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Mannion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the words he spoke before his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Mannion Foundation. And through TMF, these words can live in you too. Show the world what you're made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisMannion.org.
Covering our bases on 3 great signals, 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
Waltham Tula Road Rage, we are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let Todd tell you about George Coleman Ford. Todd writes, great experience today with this dealer, and especially Patrick Langley. There we go, Ramona. Everyone always picks out a salesperson. Yeah, I was offered a fair trade price for my truck based on my feedback to them and accompany photos. The price for my new truck was very fair, with no added fees that you find at most dealers. Ramona, scoop, there it is. With no added fees that you find at most dealers. Exactly right. You know, one of the long-standing things, never any dealer fees or service fees. Todd continues, I handled the majority of my deal via the web, and when I arrived at the dealership for trade and delivery, everything was as discussed previously. The new truck was in great shape, clean as could be expected, full of fuel for my return trip home. Overall, great experience. I would recommend George Coleman Ford to anyone, and I would recommend Patrick for a great personal car buying experience. How about that? For 90 years, this has been the way at George Coleman Ford. For 90 years, they've been treating people right. Trying to do the right thing by people. That's how you stay in business 90 years. Find me another car dealership in the upstate that's been in business 90 years. Because they'll still be there 90 years from now, and it'll be future generations of George Coleman Ford family members selling vehicles and caring for vehicles for future generations of your families. If you've forgotten what it's like to be treated this way, if you think it doesn't exist anymore, you're just looking in the wrong places. One other reviewer wrote, it was like walking back into Mayberry. Go find out what that's like for yourself. You will thank me later. Big Bad Bob will come to you in a second. On the Help There text line, I like this, Sam. Sam is working. Sam and Anderson says, well, I've done 10 Cowboys mock drafts, and four of them had Penei Sewell available. Any such luck in reality? No. No, Sam, you know, look, I will say this. We have five quarterbacks and we have four receivers. All right. So in theory, is there some possible way? Yeah. Well, look, the other thing you have is you have two elite corners. So we have five quarterbacks, four receivers. That includes the tight end. That's nine. And you have two elite corners. That's 11. In theory, if we totally ignore the offensive line and or if a particular team likes Slater better, then it's possible. So I'm not going to say 0%, Sam, because, look, I think this is going to be a wild draft. Absolutely wild. And therefore, I think that strange things can happen. But if you ask me to put a percentage on the chances of Penei Sewell being available at 10, I would say like 2 or 3%. It's not impossible, but a lot of strange things are going to have to happen. Because look, there's a realistic chance he goes at four, and a realistic chance he goes at five, and a realistic chance he goes at six, and seven, and eight. So, you know, that's a lot of places you got to get past in order to somehow get Sewell to you. Not ruling it out, but almost. It's 4 out of your 10 came out that way, Sam. It's certainly not 4 out of 10. I can tell you that. Yeah, it's more like, you know, 2 out of 100, 3 out of 100, something of that sort. Bob, Big Bad Bob. Bob, how are you?
Well, I heard Alex Smith today, and I decided I'm gonna make an announcement too. This is a tremendous announcement. It's gonna be a biggie, but it's sad. But I've decided that I'm gonna be retiring from retirement. I mean, I'm really gonna retire This is going to be called Retirement 5.0. Instead of going to all my Greek neighbors' different restaurants, it's going to be takeout and Uber. And I'm going back to the gym. I'm going to take advantage of the steam room and jacuzzi, but no massages. And if Mimi needs any, I'll hire them immediately. So, no problem. And there's one last thing. When I'm calling you and Ramona, Walton, Ramona show, instead of standing up or sitting up, I'm going to be in a recliner with some cold beverages. Retirement 5.0. Just like Alex Smith.
I like it, Bob. Yeah.
How you like that?
I like it, Bob. I love the music's a nice touch. Yeah, music's a nice touch.
I like the music.
Yeah, it worked better for you than it did for Alex, I think. At least in my way
of thinking. I could go into comedy.
No.
No, you can't.
I could go into comedy. Light my drum here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's a new toy.
Oh no, Bob.
I think a mouse just died, Ramona.
It sounds like
I've got a work going on, wasting time. We need to hear from Rachel and more women who are smarter. They live longer, and they're smarter than me, and they're probably not retired. They probably moved. Now, let me go, Bob. And listen to the Walt Deptula and Ramona show, because you need to give me that top five so I can bet on to my bookie for the draft. The top five, Walt. The top five is going to be a big. Thank you so much.
I'll work on it, Bob. Since I have no idea what the 49ers are doing at three, that becomes a bit of a dilemma.
You think that Bob has one of those outfits with all the different instruments attached to it?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like drums on his knees.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And a guitar attached to his
neck. He's a one-man band.
Yeah, I get that picture.
Yeah, one-man band. But, look... This is a unique top of the draft because it's dominated by elite offensive players. Obviously, you have the five quarterbacks who presumably will be forced to the top of the draft, although I don't know that that's a given anymore. There's a numbers game at the top of this as well because you have three receivers and three elite receivers, and you have an elite tight end. And this is before you get to any defensive players. And the defensive players, you have Patrick Surtain and J.C. Horn. And the other defensive player, in theory, that could be in this mix somewhere in the top 12 is Micah Parsons. Some think he'll slip due to character concerns. And then you've got Quiddy Pay and what NFL teams think of Jalen Phillips, because obviously he comes with pretty significant medical concerns. I mean, he was advised to retire from football a year and a half ago by doctors because of his concussion issues. So those are some pretty significant issues that you'll have to evaluate if you want to look at Jalen Phillips. But it's going to be an offensive-dominated round one, and particularly an offensive-dominated top 10 or 12. And, again, we have two tackles, three receivers, a tight end, and five quarterbacks. Those guys are all going near the top in some fashion or another. Some way or another. Is that supposed to be the name, Ramona, on line one? Oh, okay. Let me tell you about my friend Gary Mahaffey. You know, Gary is just a great human being, and he helps people for a living, which is a really nice way to make a living. Gary is with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, and I know he's already helped so many of you. I've had people call me almost endlessly thanking us for turning them on to Gary and for being involved with Gary. Look, many of you text questions in for Gary, and we try to address one listener question a week, so feel free to send yours in. You can always just call Gary for advice as well. 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484. Many of you called in and praised Gary's service specifically. Gary understands this from both sides. He's been on Medicare himself for a few years. His agency has a longevity plan with both family members and other independent agents involved in the business. Gary's an independent agent, so he represents all the companies in your service area. And Gary's going to be with you after the sale. He's going to be there to help you and to make sure you're in the best situation possible at all times. And by the way, the best part is his services always come free to you. He's compensated by the insurance companies, so it doesn't cost you a penny. Gary has almost 20 years experience helping people with their best Medicare choice. And his motto is do no harm. So if you're in the right situation, he's going to keep you there. But if you're leaving money on the table, don't get stuck in a comfort zone. If you're leaving money on the table, call Gary because Gary can help you. And you don't know that answer until you investigate it. And many of you vets who think that you may have expired all your options, call Gary and find out about your situation. If you're aging into Medicare, either turning 65 or through the disability route, please contact Gary for assistance, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484, or visit him on the web at insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com, insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. And thank the texter from Moni. He said, you two crush it every day. Very kind of you. Thank you very much. Mountain Gamecock, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call about a couple things. The baseball program at South Carolina, Mark Kingston is turning that program from, what was the guy's name? Holcomb?
Assistant? Seems to be.
He's bringing them up from the gutter that they put them in. And I'll tell you, this weekend they're hosting Arkansas at home. They also up the attendance with the COVID deal. They up the attendance to where they can have more fans in the stands now. So that's a good thing. So, if South Carolina takes 2 out of 3 against Arkansas, they're ranked 11th right now. They'll be right up there in the elite of the country.
Yeah, look, they're playing very well. You're 100% right. A lot of reason to be optimistic there.
Yep, and I've been hearing. I've never asked you this, before I get off the phone with you, I want to ask you. But first of all, they talk about that quarterback from St. Francis. I'm more interested in the wide receiver that came from St. Francis, the 6'7", 240-pound guy that could play wide receiver or tight end. They say good things about him in the spring practice so far. He's a bit of a freak.
Yeah, I watched both their film at the time. I've watched, thousands of hours of film since then, so it's not exactly fresh in my mind, but he was absolutely an impactful player at that level at 6'7" and whatever he weighs. I thought he was probably more like 225 at that time anyway. But look, if you're 6'7" and you can run it all, you present a defense challenges. It's just the way it is. It's like the kid from UVA.
Cornerbacks and safeties. They'll have problems with them. And then you got to put a linebacker on them. And if he can run, he's a project right now. But also, I wanted to ask you one other thing. I've never asked you this before, and I don't get to listen to you as much. What do you think of Beamer as a coach? And I'm going to hang up and listen to you.
All right, Mountain Gamecock, thank you. Well, look, that is not a hire I would have made. I don't really think it's a hire anybody would have made. I think it was made for financial convenience. I think there have already been signs in some ways that he's over his head. But I think he inherited two talented running backs. And I'm willing to give anybody a chance. We'll see how it works out for him. I can't just tell you that I think it was a great hire because I don't. You know, this stuff about, well, he was our dream hire. Well, we know that's false because if he was your dream hire, you would have hired him when you hired Muschamp. So that's just demonstrably, provably false. He's a guy that no one else had seen fit to hire, including his own family. And the reason he loved the South Carolina job is he was making $400,000 a year. So, you know, that's a good reason to like the new job. Way more money. Yeah, we'll see how it works out. I think there was some early disconcerting signs, but everybody deserves an opportunity, and he'll get his. And again, I think he inherited a few pretty good pieces. Let's see what he does with them. Maybe there's a better opportunity than I think. We'll see. Let me tell you about Priority One. For all your security services, there's Priority One. They're great people. Last 4 years, they've donated $50,000 each year to the Tigers for Tantas campaign, $60,000 in 4 years. That's being heavily involved in the upstate of South Carolina. That's helping to prevent cancer right here. That's not reason enough to let them protect your family in an increasingly dangerous world. This is tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time in the industry, ultimate professionalism. You'll know as soon as the Priority One folks come to your property or your business that you're in the hands of the ultimate professionals. They know what they're doing. Look, security is a personal decision. I'm not telling you what to do. When you're ready to protect the people who matter most in this world to you, dial the number. Tell them I sent you. 288-1400, 288-1400. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
If you've been accused of a crime, injured due to someone else's actions, or hurt on the job, you need to act quickly. Your freedom, medical care, and future are at stake, and the outcome of your case could have a huge impact on your life. Call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, today to get you the best possible outcome for your case, including the compensation you're entitled to. Criminal, personal injury, and workers' comp. Get the advantage of using your local hometown attorney, Nick Lavery. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680.
If you need more storage space, don't waste your hard-earned money on storage unit rental fees. Cox Builders in Williamston has you covered with a variety of attractive backyard storage solutions to fit every need and budget. Locally owned and operated, Cox Builders is here to help you extend your storage space. No worries about lot size. Cox Builders can build on site if needed. Call Cox Builders today and mention the Roar for a special offer. 864-847-9009. 864-847-9009.
Hey Tiger fans, this is head coach Dabo Swinney, and I'm excited to let you know it is time to reserve your 2021 Clemson football season tickets and come back home to Clemson. For details and more information, please visit clemsontigers.com/football tickets. The season ticket request deadline is April 30th, so be sure and act soon so you can see our Tigers in the Valley this fall. Come back home to Clemson and go Tigers.
Insurance. Even the word can make some people start to feel nervous, but it doesn't have to be that way. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and my company is The Insurance Source. You know, I just received this note from a customer. I know you might know this, but I have to reiterate that you have the best team. Thanks, Joy. Service is why we do what we do. We get the opportunity to help people. We love what we do. There's literally thousands of companies in the upstate that are in the insurance field. But maybe our focus on service is why The Insurance Source was voted best insurance agency in the upstate 2 years in a row. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source. And what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
It's Mattress Firm's semi-annual sale, where you can save up to $300 on our top-rated brands like Sealy and Sleepy's. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $6.99 on Sealy. Or buy Tempur-Pedic and get a $300 instant gift good towards sleep accessories. Shop Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster, and more with our sleep experts today to find your best sleep. Only at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
We've got sports covered in Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
To the road rage, you know, Ramona, as usual, we didn't get very far on our ACC coaches list.
We're
covering the four, ranking the 14 ACC coaches, well, and
there's 14. We've only covered five.
We covered four.
Four.
Dino Babers is dead last, 14. Jeff Collins is 13. Thankful for Dino Babers. By the way, Ramona, I'm not sure that's the answer that Mountain Gamecock waited for.
He stepped in it.
I'm not sure that's the answer he was hoping for, but again, you know, it's just my job to tell you what I perceive to be the truth. Number 12 was Manny Diaz, and number 11 is David Cutcliffe. So there are 10. And we'll endeavor to cover those tomorrow. I'm betting that most of you can guess who one is. So really, there are nine, and I think there will be maybe one guy who comes as a little bit of a surprise from a positive standpoint on this list that we'll get to tomorrow. I'm with you, Texter 556. Killed me too. Texter 508 says, not many sons of legendary coaches are successful coaches. Regard to Beamer, there's probably some truth to that. Texter 349 on the health care text line says, Walt, can you please tell me what the Washington football team should do in the draft? We have to go offense, right? I absolutely do not want to draft a quarterback in this draft. More importantly, I will lose it if we move up to get one of these guys. This is knowing that Lawrence won't be on the board. Well, you know, I can tell you, despite the fact that management came out and said that they are not going to do that, they're not going to reach for a quarterback, I continue to hear it suggested that they are. So I don't know what to make of it, honestly. Look, obviously Ryan Fitzpatrick is not a long-term answer, and quarterback, a young quarterback is essential. It provides a franchise with hope, four-letter word that I think really matters. Look, there are elements of six quarterbacks in this draft I like. That's very unusual. Normally for me, it's just like, okay, here's one guy I love, one guy I'm okay with, and I hate the rest. But there are actually, and there have been exceptions to that. I liked Mahomes and Deshaun when they came out. But when you look at this group of guys, there are actually six guys I see some positive attributes in. Now, I think that beyond Trevor Lawrence, guys two through six all have some potential negatives as well. And so it's going to be an issue of what's the prevailing factor, the positives or the negatives. But there are attributes of all six of those guys I like. By the way, the six being Davis Mills, the Stanford quarterback. I'm not high on Kellen Mond. I think that Mond is just way too robotic. I do think this. I think he's a student of the game. I think he's really committed to learning and getting better. And therefore, I think he'll make somebody a very competent backup quarterback. But I do not think he's ever going to be starting quarterback material in this league. I just don't. And I don't like anybody beyond him. I don't like Trask. I don't like anybody beyond them. So for me, it's those six guys. And, you know, one of the questions with almost all of those guys is that they've hardly played. That is not a traditional positive from an evaluation standpoint. I mean, they've hardly played. Trey Lance played one game this year and has played 16 games in his career. This is not enough time to develop in any meaningful way. Mac Jones, he was there for a whole career, but he fundamentally was a one-year quarterback. He played in a few games at the end of the prior year, but fundamentally, even Mac Jones, a guy who people view as, like, ready, but he's fundamentally played one season. You know, on the Trey Lance front, at the very least, he called his own protections. That's an NFL system. So he's already learned some things that most of these other quarterbacks have not, despite his really limited playing time. Justin Fields, I mean, it feels like Justin Fields has been in college football forever, but he's only played 20 games. Even Zach Wilson's only played 2.5 years and had some injury issues. The two guys who have played the most football are Kellen Mond and Trevor Lawrence. So if you like Mond, that's a reason for liking him. Now, the guy who's played the least is Davis Mills, the Stanford quarterback. He started either 11 or 12 games. He's played the least of all. This is a highly unusual quarterback group from an experience standpoint. Almost across the board, they are lacking in that area. That leads to questions. Not to mention the fact every single one of them has some significant positive attributes and some significant questions. So I get it, Texter. I mean, I get why you wouldn't want to go that way, but it is still something that you're going to have to. You long term, you can't come forward with Harvard at quarterback. You need some answer beyond that. You have other needs. You know, you mentioned offense. Clearly, you have other needs. You also you still have some needs defensively. Maybe at the linebacker level, but certainly you could still upgrade the offensive weaponry, even though you did add to it. It's better than it was. Russell, how are you?
Doing well, Paul. Doing well. You mentioned Deshaun a little bit ago, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it. What do you see as a possible future, or is there one? Because he's going through so much right now, you know, there's been people recover from worse, but I've just been hearing a lot of talk back and forth, so I wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, well, Russell, this is an issue we've covered in some depth, but the truth is that we just don't know enough to have any real conviction or opinion. I can tell you this, Deshaun Watson's legal team, led by Rusty Hardin, fired back in the last 24 hours and basically said that some of these girls are just flat out lying. And I think he said seven of them. I can't remember the exact number, but suggested that they were still soliciting sessions with Deshaun after this process had begun. So they're trying now to start to diminish the statements of some of these women. And you know, and you knew this would happen on both sides. There's no way, Russell, that any of us can know at this point how this turns out. In previous right. cases of civil, related to civil issues, players have been allowed to continue to play while civil matters were either under investigation. Antonio Brown is still under investigation for a civil matter, but he played last year. Now, again, this situation is more complex and more involved. I've seen a number of people suggest that Deshaun could wind up on the commissioner's exempt list, and I think there's a thought that might be what happens. And if that's the case, what that would mean is that he's not allowed to play football this year. But as of now, I can't answer that. And again, that would not be a legal finding. That would be a league finding. And the league is notoriously slow in investigating matters, in part because they don't have power of subpoena. So they don't really have any legal authority by which to investigate. So I'm not sure how they could make any finding on him without completing an investigation. I wouldn't expect their investigation to be complete at least for a year from now. So, and I'm not sure how the players' union would react to any attempt to ban Deshaun Watson from playing when he hasn't been found guilty of anything as yet.
Right. They don't have anything in stone to find him guilty of right now. And that's what I keep telling a lot of the people that I talk to about it, is really without a full investigation, like you were saying, they can't essentially do anything. Now they can, you know, like you said, they could put him on the list or whatever it was. They can impose rules and things against him. But until it's an actual legal thing, I don't really think they can do much with it. That's all I had, though, Qualk. I appreciate you guys. You guys do an awesome job, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Russell. I think Russell's a little confused, Ramona, because I think that's twice. I'm not sure anybody's ever said that before, but I think Russell just called us Qualk twice.
I think he did. I wasn't sure until Russell, he did it the second time.
Yeah, maybe a little confused about the time of day. I'm not sure. Maybe he's just, you know, driving through. Who knows? What is this? And Mac Jones threw the ball to Smith, who was 5 feet beyond his defender on every play. Yeah, I mean, there is something to that. You know, look, from a physical talent standpoint, Mac Jones is the least talented of the top six guys. But he may be as ready to play for an offense like San Francisco as anybody not named Trevor Lawrence. You know, again, one of the issues that you have when evaluating quarterbacks is that we want to evaluate them in a vacuum. We want to say, well, this guy's bigger, stronger, faster. All those things may be true. But is he as good a decision maker? Does he get rid of the ball as quickly? Can he immediately step in and run an offense as well? Does he go through his progressions? Is he a student of the game? One of the things that Mac Jones excels at, from all reports, including his teammates, I've said this going back to last year, all these players talk about he's a coach on the field. He's just brilliant at processing information. So if you're a team like the 49ers and you're ready to win now, because they are, it's a championship roster, you're ready to win now. You know, the question you have to ask yourself is, does Mac Jones give us the best chance to win right now? If we're not going to play Garoppolo, and again, why would you? Does Mac Jones give us a better chance to win right now than Justin Fields does? If you're playing for the future, your answer should be, you know, well, your answer should be Trey Lance of that group. But if your goal is to win right now, then Mac Jones might give you the best chance to win now. That's why you have the dilemma at three, which is a bigger dilemma than most think. We're done. Walt Tiptula, Rudd Rage. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
And away we go. Hour number two of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. 10 days away from the NFL draft. The speculation is almost over. But we still got to talk about something for the next 10 days. So what do? We give you more draft talk, and we do so right now with one of our friends from CBS Sports. He does a tremendous job covering the NFL draft, and that's Chris Trapasso. Chris, great to see you. How are you?
Doing pretty good, Zach. Thanks for having me. And you're absolutely right. We do have a lot to talk about, but I will be happy when the draft is finally here so we can actually get some picks. We can stop speculating and understand what the teams ultimately decided to do.
Well, let's do what we do best, and that's speculate. Everyone knows that number one, it's Trevor Lawrence. Number two, it's Zach Wilson. There's going to be no surprises there. Number three in the draft, it's the multi-million dollar question. One day it's Justin Fields. One day it's Mac Jones. Another day it's Trey Lance. Who's going to be the third overall pick in the draft if you had to take your best guess at it?
I think it's going to be Justin Fields. But to your point, it really seems like whichever quarterback is having his pro day that day becomes the odds on favorite, literally in Vegas. Like, the odds are moving based on who is throwing in front of which GMs each day. I think it's going to be Justin Fields. Because, yes, Mac Jones fits the Kyle Shanahan type of quarterback that he's had in the past. I think you make a move from 12 to 3, trade multiple first-round picks and a second-rounder to get someone that's not like the Kirk Cousins and the Brian Hoyers and the Jimmy Garoppolos that you've had in the past. And Justin Fields just is a step or two ahead of Mac Jones in terms of his athletic capabilities, the arm talent. They're all good prospects, those three, but I think Justin Fields will ultimately be the guy just based on the fact that the 49ers moved up and traded so much away to get nine spots closer to pick that quarterback.
If that is the case, that Justin Fields does go with the third overall pick, what was the smokescreen then with Mac Jones? Because Mac Jones kind of, not that he came out of nowhere, but when they made that pick, I don't think a lot of people at first were thinking that it was going to be for Mac Jones, but then like 3 or 4 hours after the trade was made, it was not only is Mac Jones going to be the pick, almost everyone was starting to put Mac Jones at number three.
That is one of the most confusing draft takes that we've had over the past couple of weeks, or really in the past couple of years, because at number three overall, the 49ers don't necessarily need to be telling any lies. The only theory that I think has some relevancy would be the fact that the 49ers are putting it out there that they love Mac Jones. So another team that might like Mac Jones, say the New England Patriots at number 15 overall, thinks that he won't be there at 15 and they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. That's the only thing. I know that's kind of a multi-layered theory, but I'm like with you, I don't understand why they would be putting it out there if they ultimately don't like him. I just think it's to see if they can get anyone to make a call and say, okay, Mac Jones isn't going to be there. You guys are going to take him. How about we trade you a second and a third round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Could it also be maybe Mac Jones's camp pushing out that third? I didn't really think about this until today because I was going through the same process as you. What would be the reason for there to be a smokescreen here? And I kind of circled to that today. Maybe it's Mac Jones's camp trying to push him up the ladder a little bit because, what, right when the season ended, you probably thought he was going to be the fourth or fifth quarterback off the board.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think there is some steam behind that as well because I think the thought there would be that even if Mac Jones ultimately doesn't go number three overall, he's been talked about like a top-tier quarterback prospect, that if he then falls to the Lions at seven, the Broncos at nine, it wouldn't be that far of a fall for him. And you're right. Before all of the dots were being connected between the 49ers and Mac Jones at number three, everyone kind of thought he'd be a middle or back portion of round one pick. If it is coming from Mac Jones's camp, I think they've done a great job to really kind of artificially boost his draft stock inside the top 10.
Chris Trapasso here with us from CBS. Early last week, I would have said the Falcons probably trading back. Now I think that they're going to take Kyle Pitts at four. Where are you at with the Atlanta Falcons?
Yeah, isn't it crazy how the thought process can change like in a week or so just based on what you read on Twitter and what we're hearing? I think they will pick Kyle Pitts. And I think the biggest indicator, although we don't really know too much about the Falcons now because they have a new head coach in Arthur Smith and a new GM in Terry Fontenot, the fact that they restructured Matt Ryan's contract, he's essentially locked into being the starter over the next two seasons. If they were ready to just write out this kind of last season for Matt Ryan and they could have cut him in 2022 before the restructure, I would have agreed with you that trading down, what everyone thought a few weeks ago would have made the most sense to kind of turn a new leaf for that organization. I think with Julio Jones coming off an injury, he's going to be 32. They like Calvin Ridley. He's more of a number two wide receiver than a number one. Pick Kyle Pitts. No one is going to argue about that selection at number four overall. He is as close to Calvin Johnson as a tight end slash wide receiver as we've seen in the draft.
So Chris Trapasso, if then we have Kyle Pitts off the board at four, then you look at the Bengals at five, the kind of the questions that have been asked, do they go Kyle Pitts, do they go Ja'Marr Chase, or do they take Penei Sewell? Then the conversation starts to go into a Pitts off the board. Is it Sewell or is it Ja'Marr Chase? I think they should take Penei Sewell, but I kind of feel like at five, the Bengals are going to go with Ja'Marr Chase and take the pal of Joe Burrow from the LSU days and get that connection back together.
Well, what you just said, I think can't be thought about enough because this is not just a elite level wide receiver prospect. He has a connection and produced at legendary rates with the Bengals quarterback in Joe Burrow. And you know that Burrow is talking to the GM, talking to the owner, saying, please pick Ja'Marr Chase. The one reason why I think this could ultimately happen, which I think on draft night, people would be surprised if it's not Penei Sewell, it's a really deep offensive tackle class as much as it is for wide receiver. They could pick Ja'Marr Chase at number five and probably get Alex Leatherwood from Alabama, Samuel Cosmi early in round two. So you wouldn't have such a huge drop off at offensive tackle, and you would pair Ja'Marr Chase with his buddy in Joe Burrow.
So then we just saw Chris Trapasso, a tweet about like an hour ago, not that long ago, from Ian Rappaport, where they talk about the Dolphins who traded back, then, traded back up, that they could be making another move. That kind of plays perfectly for the Dolphins if it goes Fields three, then four Kyle Pitts, then five Ja'Marr Chase. If you're the Dolphins at six, yeah, you could take Penei Sewell, but you just drafted some offensive linemen. Don't you then, if you're the Dolphins, trade back and see maybe a team like Denver move up to try to go get whatever quarterback is there with the six overall pick?
Yeah, I think the only reason why they would trade back would be if that is how the board falls within the top six or five or six.
Because if
selections.
Chase is there, they're taking Chase, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think if they move back, they're not going to move too far down the board because when they went from 12 back up to six, I figured that they wanted one of the elite playmakers on the offensive side of the ball for Tua Tagovailoa. They like the receiver group, but it's really lacking a true game-changing wide receiver. And at six, they're bound to get either Devontae Smith or Jalen Waddle, maybe Ja'Marr Chase. But if he's off the board, maybe they do slide back with Denver. Denver picks, say, Trey Lance there at six, and the Dolphins still can hold out hope that maybe they could get Jalen Waddle or Devontae Smith, again, with that quarterback connection with Tua at number nine while collecting extra picks. That would be crazy draft navigation by their GM, Chris Greer. I would applaud them if they still ultimately land one of the playmakers, but it's probably safest for them to just stay put at six and pick the best receiver on the board once they go on the clock.
Is Devontae Smith the second receiver off the board when you were mocking these drafts, or is it Jalen Waddle?
It's mostly been Jalen Waddle. I really think there are concerns about Devontae Smith being 6 foot and 170 pounds. Like, if you're 170, but you're 5'8", 5'9", teams don't care about that. That is a 6 foot and 170 dealing with physical, very strong press corners in the NFL. That could be a problem. And Jalen Waddle obviously did not have the production of Devontae Smith. He got hurt, obviously, midway through the 2020 season. Watching his film, though, I legitimately see Tyreek Hill 2.0. He is super sudden, crazy fast, and like Tyreek Hill, so good in those contested catch situations because he's got a crazy vertical and very strong hands. He can win after the catch, down the field, in the jet sweep game, in the screen game. So I think Jalen Waddle just has better traits than Devontae Smith. Smith is more accomplished and more polished, but usually inside the top 10, the receivers that go early are the really fast, dynamic athletes. And I think Waddle has a leg up on Smith in that regard.
Isn't it amazing, though? Because I watched college football last year, and Devontae Smith, to me, was the best player in college football.
He was.
And that's no disrespect to Trevor Lawrence. The guy was just a stud each and every week. And it's almost like with this draft process, we just throw out the tape and we just look at the measurables here. That's what drives me nuts. And I like Waddle, and he got hurt last year. Maybe it's a different conversation. Maybe Devontae Smith is not that productive if Waddle's on the field. But it drives me nuts. Devontae Smith, he is like the only guy that catches a game-winning touchdown pass in the national championship game, and it's not his career highlight at Alabama. The dude was a sick wide receiver.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the best value pick at the wide receiver spot. Maybe he goes to the Lions at seven, but it seems like if there's a receiver that falls out of the top 10, maybe number 11 to the New York Giants would make a lot of sense for him. He's still a really, really good player. I totally agree with you. I applauded him winning the Heisman. I thought it was very deserved. He just gets open and he catches everything. And I think he's sneaky fast. I mean, he being that light, I think he is like a high 4.3 or low 4.4 guy, plays like he's 6.4 because of the leaping ability. Great catch radius, very reliable. And he's not someone that's going to make four defenders miss on a play, but he's going to run by a lot of people. He's what I like to call elastic. He's so flexible, and I think that helps him and will help him to overcome being a little bit on the smaller side once he gets to the NFL.
What are your 10-day out official predictions? We already went 1, 2, and 3. When we get to Trey Lance, and I know we talked about Lance a little bit, we talked about Mac Jones a little bit. Right now, where do you have Lance going, and where do you have Mac Jones going to?
I have Trey Lance going to the Broncos. I don't know if it will be at number 9 overall. I mean, the Broncos have almost telegraphed how intrigued they are about moving up, and their new GM, George Payton, was in Minnesota forever, but he was a high-ranking official when they brought in Brett Favre and when they signed Kirk Cousins. So he's not afraid to make a big splash at the quarterback spot. And I think, do they love Drew Lock? Probably not. But would they say, hey, we're going to let you start in 2021, but we're going